The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I don't really know if you honestly heard the reading from the Gospel this morning, and I say that because I feel that we have become so familiar with, you know, a repetition of the Gospels each time we come to Mass in the 3-year cycle, that very often we might hear, but we don't fully take in the full meaning of the words. And the Gospel this morning, you could say, is revolutionary. Revolutionary. If you go back on the history of mankind, the image they had of God was somebody terrifying up there, was an image of fear of this person or this God, this thing we call God. I'm very, very aware that as a little child growing up in Ireland, from the time I can remember, my parents instilled in me a fear of God. If you don't finish your vegetables, you will end up in hell, because God will punish you. Oh yes, so I grew up with a fear of God, and I went into the seminary with a fear of God, which in our days, the seminary was very rule-oriented. And I came out ordained as a priest with a fear of God, trying my best to be a good priest. Any little failing filled me with fear. I was letting God down. And then I never heard the Gospel. I never heard the words that Jesus spoke this morning. Because the history of religion, this was the history of religion, fear. Fear of this God. A God who had to be appeased, placated, and manipulated by the way we lived and by our prayers. And now, thank God, I no longer have that fear, because I've suddenly realized I'm talking about a God of love. For I am gentle and meek and humble of heart. Jesus turned everything upside down. He gave us a whole new description of God. And that's why I say the gospel this morning is revolutionary. And I'm going to tell you a little story. And it's based on those lines in the gospel. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Now, this is a true story, and I'm just going to change the names of the people involved. In one of my very early days as a pastor, a man used to come to Mass every Sunday. I regarded as probably the most intelligent person I ever met. He was a geologist and a professor of geophysics, and did a lot of work for the United Nations. And every Sunday afternoon, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I would get 4 A4 pages handwritten on the homily I gave that morning at Mass. Now, I have to say, it wasn't judgmental and so on, but it was explaining how he saw things as a geophysicist and a geologist and as a professor of geophysics. It also happened, he lived fairly near the church, and every Sunday morning he walked to church with an old Irish man who worked all his life on a farm and was very close to nature. And Harold was the name of the geophysicist, not his real name, said to me one day, we called the other man who worked on the farm, John, he said, "Father, I must tell you something. John, who worked all his life on a farm, has more wisdom in his little finger than I have in all my learning." And I said, "How come, Harold?" Well, he said, "Everything I know," he says, "has been passed on to me by somebody else. I've gone to universities. I got my degrees, all knowledge passed on to me. It didn't come from me, it was passed on to me. And now I am doing the same thing. When I stand before my students, I'm passing on knowledge to them." But he says, "John has more wisdom in his little finger than all the knowledge I have, because all his wisdom comes from within and from his experience." And that was the difference. And eventually, something I was fearing happened when Harold said, "Father, I'd love you to come around some night and have dinner with my wife and myself." Because whenever he spoke to me, it was always about the origin of creation and the beginning of time and so on. So I thought, oh hell, this won't be a very pleasant evening, because he'll be into creation and stuff that I don't really understand, nor do I need to understand. So I go around and we're sitting at table, and to kind of put him on a different track, I say to him, "By the way, Harold and Dorothy, how long have you been married?" And they said, "Oh, we've been married 38 years. "Oh, good. And how did you meet, or where did you meet?" So they said, "Oh, well, we met at a friend's wedding." "Oh, amazing," I said. "God is very good, and God had this plan from you from all eternity." And then I said to Dorothy, what part of the country are you from? And she told me where she was from. And I said, what was your childhood like? Because I'd never really spoken to her before. And she said, oh, I grew up on a farm. Oh, said Harold, I too grew up on a farm. Oh dear, she said, I never knew this. Where was the farm you grew up on? And suddenly I was there as their pastor, introducing Harold and Dorothy for the first time. She didn't know where he came from, or that he grew up on the farm, nor did he know that she grew up on the farm. Amazing, 38 years married, and they knew nothing about one another. Anyhow, just getting to the interesting part of the story. Harold used to sit beside a very nice couple every Sunday in Mass, and like some of you, he used to always sit in the same seat. And this very nice man and his wife used to sit beside them, and they'd have a great meeting every Sunday morning. And suddenly, this man and his wife, and Harold, well, the wife's husband suddenly died, had a heart attack, and so now it was just Harold and Winifred, who met every Sunday morning at Mass. And a short time after that, up goes Harold and runs off with Winifred. And I thought, well, thank God the guy is normal. Didn't really mean that, but off he goes. And I never saw him again for many years. And suddenly out of the blue, and because of he found out where I was, because I was involved in things going on in my parish, and I was often in the news. So he found out where I was, and the present woman who was living with me called me, found out my telephone number, and said, I'd love you, Harold would love to see you. Will you please come and visit him? And I did, as soon as I could. And we had a great meeting. And there was this man, a worldwide famous geophysicist and professor of geology and geophysics, crying his heart out. And he said, Father, I haven't been to Mass for a long time, but I listen to Mass every Sunday on the radio. We didn't have streamlining in those days. And I used my Sunday missal. And I wish I could go back to Mass. And that man was a broken, broken man. And so we had confession, and I went again and brought him communion. And he had a total transformation. Come to me, all you who are labored and overburdened, and I will give you rest. I drew two lessons from that story, and I hope you can. God never lets anything go to waste. And what that man went through, I believe to this day, and I will believe to the day I die, that was God's beautiful plan for Harold. I hope you can see that and believe that. That was God's beautiful plan for Harold. And that proved to me what a loving, caring, wonderful God we have, rather than the God I grew up with, and maybe some of you all also. And eventually, that man, in my humble opinion, he died a saint. He died a saint. God used every little situation in his life to bring him back to where he wanted him to be. I've never forgotten that. I often go back on that story. And Harold, on that encounter in the last days of his life, gave me the firm faith to be able to say, no matter what happens, and no matter what is going on in life, all will be well. And all manner of things will be well. And whatever you're going through at the moment, never forget that. All will be well. And all manner of things will be well. Amen.